The Lord, in referring to the kingdom of God and comparing it to the mustard seed and the loaf of bread in which the wheat was added, is speaking of the very kingdom of God present among us. For he is speaking of that kingdom that he would establish on 12 apostles, and that kingdom that would appear to be small and vulnerable in its beginning, but yet it was unconquerable in its origins, because its origins were divine, and when Christ came into the world, he came to establish her as the beacon of salvation and the house of mercy, and he is referring to the kingdom of God present among us, that is, Holy Mother, the Church, for she is truly in this life a foretaste of that life that is to come. And Saint Bonaventure points out that this is most especially true in the reception of the greatest of her sacraments, that is the Eucharist. For he says it is not so much that God comes down to us when we receive him in the Eucharist, but rather that we enter and step one foot into heaven. And so it is that kingdom that the Lord is referring to. It is that kingdom that appeared to be most small and most vulnerable that has become the invincible kingdom in this world. For despite the fact that all seemed to be at times arrayed against her, she has steadily marched forward. Steadily she has claimed souls through the sacrament of baptism, sustained them through the sacramental life of the Church, and ultimately brought them to that kingdom of heaven, the life that we are to experience after we pass from this life. And so let us strive always to go forward, striving to do always what the Lord has revealed to us, knowing that he has incorporated us into that mystery that is unconquerable in this life, because it is rooted in eternal life, and it is the only means by which we may acquire that eternal life in this world. And so let us strive always to repent of our sins, always trying to purify us from all that keeps us from cooperating fully in the mission of Holy Mother Church, so that we may always and everywhere be found contributing to that passage in Scripture which describes the kingdom of God on earth as a beacon shining brightly from a mountaintop, shining brightly because the purity, first and foremost, of its founder, shining brightly because the purity of the Mother of God, and shining brightly because of the purity of all those saints who have followed the way of the Lord, and shining brightly because of all those who are striving at this very moment to do all they can to be found conformed to Christ crucified in this life, in order that they may acquire union with him for all eternity in the life to come. Let us strive always and everywhere to show the Church as that what she is, the instrument of God's mercy and the only safe haven in this world from all who seek the destruction of souls, and primarily from the primary enemy of all human souls, that is, the devil and his minions. So let us strive always and everywhere, like the Lord, to reach out to those whom we know have been influenced by the prince of this world, so that they may come to know the greater power and the greater authority, that is, the king of this world, the king who is to reign over this world as the king of love, and that love is first manifested to us on Mount Calvary. And so let us pray like the martyrs of old, long live Christ the King, and let us truly strive to always understand that he and he alone is the merciful King, the good King, who gives to souls that which they need, and that he does so through the ministry of his Holy Mother, the Church. And so she has truly started out as a mustard seed or a small measure of wheat, but she has truly grown, and she will continue to grow until the end of time. And at the end of time, all those who have remained faithful to the Lord will acquire that for which the soul was created, union with God for all eternity in heaven.
Misericordiae.